Speaking of Capitol Hill, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent and host of Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer, joins us. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. Do we have to think about Capitol Hill?
Yeah, I guess. Hey, one man in America no other man would trade places with today is Herman Cain, who has a little sit-down with the missus scheduled.
Yeah, this is this may be the final primary for Herman Cain, wow. I would guess. You know, is he or isn't he? You keep hearing this question. I don't know, and someone asked me yesterday, what would you advise him to do? Well, I don't advise candidates. Mm-hmm. But I must say, I don't see how he gets past this. I just don't see it. You know, after these allegations of molestation by, what is it, three separate women, and then someone comes up with this disclosure that he had a 13-year affair, and he conceded yesterday that he had supported this woman financially and his wife did not know about it. Mm-hmm. I would think it would be very difficult for him to get much further than he is now, and he is now, you know, continuing to go down in the polls. Yeah. I think we've seen the last chapter of his campaign, frankly.
What about Rick Perry? I mean, he jumped in the race with a flourish, but is now down to single digits after a series of gaffes, the latest on not knowing that the voting age in America has been 18 for about 40 years now.
Well, it's kind of astonishing, really, and you wonder just how much more is there to find out about, you know, what he knows or doesn't know about the various issues. I think it's still about where it was when we started this thing that. Mitt Romney has the support of more Republicans than anybody else in this field, but I still think it's basically wide open because you have just a large segment of the Republican Party that simply does not like Mitt Romney. I mean, Time Magazine kind of summed it up on their cover this week, had a picture of Romney, and I think the headline on the cover was, "Why don't they like me?" And I think that still remains the issue. I think one reason you're hearing so little from President Obama right now, I mean, they're doing, you know, fundraising and all that kind of thing, is they're just kind of waiting for this thing to settle back because, I mean, they know you can't beat somebody with nobody. And right. So far, there seems to be no clear favorite among Republicans in their field. So I guess that's only good for Barack Obama.
Yeah, you've got to think the Obama people would much rather run against Newt than Mitt Romney, though.
That would be my sense of it. But, you know, in this upside-down world that we're in right now, it's hard to make that judgment. Yeah. I tell you, David, it's a very unusual campaign year.
Yeah. What do you have coming up Sunday morning?
Well, we're going to talk to Reitz Priebus, who is the head of the Republican Party, the Republican National Committee. Uh-huh. And we're going to bring President Obama's old press secretary back into the limelight, Robert Gibbs. He's now a senior advisor to the Obama campaign. We want to get their take. We're going to have a political roundtable of experts from around the country to see where they think this thing is right now. I think I know the answer. I know where I think it is, and that is still wide open, but yeah. It's always good to see what other people have to say about
it. Way up in the air. Bob Schieffer, a pleasure as always. Thanks for joining us.